God is good, and he's on the throne. There's something the Spirit gave me that I want to share. You know, you can go around and ask people how you're doing, and everybody always tells you how busy they are, which is really doesn't mean poop. You know, when you ask somebody how they're doing, everybody should at least say, I'm blessed and highly favored. Amen. I'm grateful for what God is doing. But most of the time when you speak to people, oh, I'm busy. I'm really, oh, are you busy? Yeah, I'm real busy. Like busy has anything to do with making it to heaven. In fact, busyness can prevent you from getting into heaven. One of the things that the Spirit said to me, he says, many people think that they're spiritually minded and are not. So we're going to talk about spiritually minded today. And what is actually spiritually minded? It's a place where we are awakened in the Spirit to Christ. Again, we are awakened in the Spirit to Christ. We want to be spiritually minded with spiritual realities rather than physical or what we call carnal realities. Amen. In Romans 12, verse 1, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service or your responsibility. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your thoughts. That word mind means thoughts. Because your carnal mind can never be converted. Amen? The only thing it can be is controlled. Everybody say that with me. The carnal mind cannot be converted. It only can be controlled. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, the carnal mind cannot be converted. It can only be controlled. What is a spiritual mind? It is a mind governed by the Holy Spirit. It's governed by the Holy Spirit. And focused on spiritual realities rather than physical. There is something vitally important about maintaining the spiritual mind. Of course, first of all, you gotta fill it with the Word of God. But before you can do anything, we've got to come to a place where it's called surrender. You must surrender your mind to the mind of the Spirit. You must surrender your thoughts to the thoughts of the Spirit. See, surrender is the foundation of the spiritual mind. Without surrendering, everything associated with your ways, your thoughts, your mind, your desires, you cannot maintain a spiritual mind. You cannot be spiritually minded. The enemy will always interfere. Cause you to drift or just bring distractions to you. Spiritually minded. The foundation of a spiritually minded individual is surrender. Surrender. Everyone say surrender. Oh, yeah. Go to James 4:7. Therefore what? Submit to God. That means surrender. Resist the devil and he'll what? Oh man, that's the answer to everything. Why do people have so many problems? Because they're not surrendered. See, not only do you surrender your thoughts and your mind, but you must surrender your presence. I exchange my presence for his presence every single day. Why? Because it's supposed to be he that live, but not us. Amen. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Surrender to God. Surrender is the foundation of a spiritual mind. It starts with first surrendering. Why? Because then you can cooperate. Amen? Because without cooperation, you can't even submit. So you got surrender, cooperation, and submit. Romans 8, 5. For those who live according to the flesh or carnally set their minds on the things of the physical or the carnal or the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the what? Spirit. See, if you're living according to the Spirit, this is characterized by the Spirit of God. It's His character. It has life and peace. To be carnally minded is death and torment. Worry is always the number one key to a carnal mind. Fear activates the carnal mind all the time. Why? Because, look at, you have control over the carnal mind, but the enemy wants to get control over your carnal mind. So there's a battle over that mind, isn't there? Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4. One of the fruits of a spiritually minded individual is to be able to see through the physical into the spirit. Because you see differently. You hear differently. God will give you images of the things in the spirit. He will tell you things to come by images. He doesn't always tell you. Majority of the time it's impressed. So you must learn how to receive God's impression to you. But you can't be deceived in the area where things are not of God. If you're not in divine order, well, then you ain't going to get the impressions. You'll be deceived. You'll try to create your own to please yourself and your emotion. But it ain't going to happen. If you desire to be spiritually minded, what's the first foundation to be spiritually minded? Surrender. Surrender. See, when you begin to take control of something, you're now allowing the carnal mind to take over. Does everybody get it? When you surrender everything, what does the Lord said? For when you are weak, then what? We are strong. You know, we've been dealing with a lot of stuff. And one of the things that the Lord said, he says, make sure you're not in my way. I said, okay. Make sure you're not in my way. And then he said to me, you know what puts you in my way? And I said, what? He said, fear. When you want to take control again, you don't even know it. Fear causes people to get in God's way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, let's go to four again. For the weapons of our warfare are what? They are not physical or carnal, but they are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What's a stronghold? A memory lie. We've been lied to our whole life till we finally got saved. And now you're battling the exchange of lies for truth. It's a constant battle every day. Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Well, that takes surrender to God and submission to God before you can even do it. Bringing every thought, and every emotional attachment with that thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. In other words, what's the obedience of Christ? Your surrender to Him. Being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is what? Fulfilled. Wow. Punish it all when your obedience is fulfilled. These are our weapons of warfare. Why? Because you're fighting not what you can see. Amen? But when you have a carnal mind, you're able to see what you're... I mean, if your carnal mind will not allow you to see, but your spiritual mind, the mind of Christ, will allow you to see what you're fighting. You will sense their impression. Sometimes you even smell them because your senses are activated. You can smell a demon. You can see him coming all the way, man. Hallelujah. As soon as they open, that person opens their mouth, you know whether it's a demon or not. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, start at 13. It says, these things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. You know, the word tells us the anointing teaches us. Well, the anointing is not carnal. The anointing teaches from the mind of Christ. Verse 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by who? No one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. That makes you spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. So keeping the mind of Christ activated means keeping the carnal mind deactivated. Philippians 4:4. See, we're to examine ourselves whether we're spiritually minded. And before you make decisions, you want to make sure that it's in the spirit, not in the physical. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Rejoice in the Lord when you feel like it. No. Rejoice in the Lord when? Always. Hallelujah. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is where? At hand. Now, if you're moving out of the carnal mind, is people going to know that God's at hand there? No. Because most people that are carnally minded speak of things that are carnal. They set their minds on the things of carnal. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong to talk about certain things that are associated with the world, but you're speaking them out of the mind of Christ, not of the carnal mind. Verse 6, be what? Anxious for what? Nothing. Oh, my God, how many people are anxious for everything? They're nuclear reactors. Be anxious for nothing. So anxiousness is associated with what? Fear. Fear. See, so many people become anxious, and that's what the Antichrist spirit, the demonic forces, what do they do is they push you. They push you. The Holy Spirit leads you. You are pushed by the enemy. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts through Christ Jesus. And your thoughts through Christ Jesus. Amen? Anxious for nothing. Isaiah 53, verse 11. How many of you all know that we need to be spiritually minded these days? There's so much deception. There's so much confusion. There's so much fear. There's so much anxiousness. People are falling left and right into stupidity, which is deception. In verses 11 and 12, Isaiah 53, it says, He shall see the labor of his soul and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Wow. He didn't go out in haste. I'm going to say that again. He did not go out in haste. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 12. And we urge you, brethren, to recognize those who labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn those who are unruly, confront the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil. Yes. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you what? Completely. And make your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Boy, we all need prayer, don't we? Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, do not be what? Unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of God, or surrendering to one another, respecting one another. Amen? You know, for me and you, for spiritually minded, you always have a melody in your heart. You're always focusing on the Lord. You're always asking him, Lord, is this pleasing you or displeasing you? See, there's a constant connection that cannot be broke. It cannot be broke. Only if you allow it to be broke. Only if you get distracted by an emotional attack. Sometimes we get sideswiped by stuff, but you can always pull back and reconnect. 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 No matter what you're going through. If you get knocked off the horse, you get up and get back on, right? Make sure you tie yourself on next time. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. One of the things that we'll try to attempt to dismantle, this, to be spiritually minded, the mind of Christ, is rejection. Rejection and regret. Those two areas are always trying to bring the carnal mind active again. We've all made mistakes. We all have regrets. We've all been rejected. Right? But don't linger on it. Don't let it come to you and distract you. Because the enemy will always throw up before you. See, there's all kinds of things that are going to come before you. But if you're focusing on maintaining the mind of Christ, you're focusing on being spiritually minded, you constantly want to see through things, anything that comes before you. Now, there's times when God says, shut up and listen. Amen. I have something to say. So many people's their mind is constantly moving, and they can't even hear what God is saying. He even tries to speak to them while they're sleeping, because it's the only time he can. But that's where you and I must take that moment, surrender. I surrender, Lord. I surrender. I surrender it all. You know my problems. You know my circumstances. You know everything. You know my health. You know everything. I surrender my sickness to you. I surrender all. I can't do it, but you can. But I can do all things through Christ. Why? Because Christ is associated with the mind of Christ. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Why? Because now my thoughts are spiritual, are heavenly bound. This is not our home. We're heavenly bound. Glory. Hebrew. For though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who practices only of milk is what? Unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a what? Babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full age, that is, those who by reason use their senses, exercised to discern both good and evil. Senses, again, are spiritual impressions. You are using your senses to discern. We have physical senses. We know what taste is, smell is, so forth. We can also, if you have dominion and control over your physical senses, you have spiritual senses that are even stronger. Remember, everything in the physical is always trying to take over the spiritual. There's that battle there. You wake every single morning and there's a battle. The first thing the enemy does is tell you how many things you need to do that day. He's trying to distract you. He's trying to bring fear immediately. You know, what if this doesn't happen? What if you touch this and you get sick? What if that? What if the doctor doesn't know what he's doing? What if this? Who cares? We're supposed to be dead. The Bible says, reckon yourself dead, but alive in Christ. Amen? But alive in Christ. Oh, happy days. Hallelujah. Remember, the carnal mind cannot be converted. It must be controlled. Spiritually minded senses, there are awakened impressions. They're discerns. You're discerning. John 10, please. Verse 25. Jesus answered him, I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father has given them to me, and is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my hands, Father's hands. I and my Father are one. People are not snatched out of their God's hands. They walk out of the God's hands. I always look at the Lord holding in his palm of his hand humans. And the enemy tries to snatch him, but the Lord says no. But then the human walks off the hand of the Lord. They get drawn away. Remember, the enemy draws you. He entices you. He teases you. He tempts you. He always tries to make something better when it's not. Oh, 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 4. Remember, we have multiple breakthroughs, right? In every area of our life, there's breakthroughs. We've talked about this already. But there's always a final breakthrough when it's done and over with, and then you continue on with the other ones. So we're always reaching for a final breakthrough. But you can't get there without the mind of Christ. You can't get there without having to be spiritually minded. If you're carnally minded, those breakthroughs don't come. Or you miss them. Hallelujah. Let's speak it. For we have such trust through Christ toward God that we are sufficient of ourselves, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also has made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the what? The letter. The letter, right? Why? Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter does what? Kills, but the Spirit gives life. Now, to be carnally minded, reading the Word of God, it will just be a letter. To be spiritually minded, it will be the voice of God. And this is how the enemy distracts people. Because they read the word all. I read the word over and over. And it's because they've not read it through the Spirit, because they're still reading it according as a book. This is not a book. These are the words recorded from God Almighty. We must look at this and these letters, because it's not the letter, it's the words. So people that are religious always utilize this as the letters, because they can't go deep enough. How many of y'all know there's more than what's written in the Bible? Amen. A lot more. In fact, we wouldn't have enough books to do all, talk about God. So that's why I had to do created things. Oh, that's of God. That's of God. Oh, that's cool. That's of God. You couldn't put enough stuff together because he's so big. And his love is so great. But he gave us enough to have victory, to prosper, to grow and mature, and to be an offspring where the world looks at you differently. Man, there's something different about that person. Yeah, he's spirit-filled with Christ. He has his carnal mind is under submission to the mind of the Spirit. And that's where we want to live. We want to live that way all the time. I'm not saying you're not going to make a mistake, but you repent and get back under the Spirit. Amen? Hallelujah. The letter kills and the Spirit what? Brings life. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. We're going to close here. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Well, what's the sound mind? It's the mind of Christ. That's to be spiritually minded. And a sound mind. Praise God. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimonies of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. You were called before time began. He chose you. But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day. Let's keep going. Verse 13, hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and in love, which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in you. Amen. Who what? Dwells. Listen, God has imparted in you so many things. And the enemy's still trying to steal them. Remember, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. One of the things that will protect things from being stolen, spiritually minded. Spiritually minded. Why? Because your senses will be activated. You'll say, no, that's out of the enemy. He's trying to steal that again. That person's a liar. That's not of God. And you know, you can't convince a person that's demonized. I mean, the only thing you can do is cast out that demon. But they want to but you can't do it unless they're cooperating. Amen? So we are in a time right now where it's definitely need to maintain the mind of Christ. We need to be spiritually minded in everything we do. You know, some people have a hard time, even, you know, this may sound strange, spiritually minded in what you eat. Read the label. If you see it has a picture of crossbones and a skull, don't buy it. Make sure your glasses are with you. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't see that. Why? Because you're spiritually minded. So you're looking at these things. Why? Because the enemy's trying to steal, kill, and destroy you and everything. Amen? And everything. So we got to be wise, more wise, and our wisdom should be from above and not from beneath. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. You're so cool. I mean, there was no one like you, Papa. No one like you. So, Lord, help us to maintain a spiritually minded individuals as sons and daughters that are pleasing to you. Because I know we can't please you if we're not spiritually minded. So help us to maintain that. Keep feeding us from your throne room, visiting us in dreams and visions, and helping us, Lord, so that the world may see you and not us. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen.